The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
Tonight, we will venture out to San Francisco and to the offices of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF. They are the leading nonprofit organization defending civil liberties in the digital world. We'll begin with their executive director, Cindy Cohen, and then hear from some of the other members of the staff.
I would say that, you know, the core values of our organization are to try to make sure that we are building a technological future that we all want to live in, and specifically around issues around justice and freedom and connectivity and innovation. And we try to bring that same idea inside the organization, that we are co-creating the culture at EFF, and that, you know, the organization should be helping bringing about inside the organization the same thing that we're looking for outside the organization. So we emphasize a lot making sure that people have a voice, have the freedom to be working on the things that they really care about.
I noticed this personally on a project that I now work on called SMS, the Secure Messaging Scorecard. The way I got started on this project is I was actually just making a cup of tea, and I walk by a conference room and I hear some words coming out that are related to things I'm interested in, like encryption and messaging. And I go, huh, I've done some work on that in the past, kind of stick my head in. People just wave me and they're like, come, sit down. You look like you're interested. Come sit down and work on this project with us. And that's how I got started on that. Yeah, my coworker went to find my apartment for me. It's walking distance away. It wasn't like a huge thing. He went over on a lunch break. But that, even then, I felt like I was already kind of part of the family. And that it set the tone that my the people I was reporting to are really looking out for me in kind of a holistic way, knowing perhaps that if I live in a sinkhole, I'm not going to get very good work done when I come to the office. So that was something that really struck me when I started working here.
We have a student loan repayment assistance program. We have rental assistance. We have a pretty innovative program where we help people with down payments on houses. In San Francisco area, it's really pretty hard to get the down payment necessary given the way our housing prices work. So EFF actually will loan a no-interest loan of up to about $150,000 to our employees. We have a special fund that's set aside to let them buy housing in the Bay Area. And this is specifically aimed at people who are kind of mid-career and really, you know, wanting to start a family, wanting to put down roots, wanting to have the benefit of feeling safe in their homes in San Francisco area.
So it's really cool that this thing started off as me just saying like, God, I'm angry about this. What can we do? And the next thing I know, I'm like one of the go-to people for something like this that gets introduced. So to me, that's very cool. And that's how my second title of analyst came about, because I was like, I want to do all these other cool things that we're doing. And the organization leaders are like, yeah, you should. And cool, here's another title.
You can feel it. Every day that you're working here, every project that you're working on, and every time that you talk to a coworker, that the work that you're doing is having a net positive impact on the world. Maybe neutral when we can't like get our policies through, but we're always striving for that, right? It's never the question, oh, is what I'm doing actually changing the world? Why am I doing all this work? Is this actually having, like, no, if it weren't going to be trying to fight for civil liberties, if it weren't trying to defend democracy, we wouldn't be doing it. We would say, actually, no, let's kill that project and do something more important. And everybody here realizes that you don't have to, people don't go around saying it to each other because you just know that everybody else feels the same way. And it's being on that same wavelength as everyone else, working with people who all couldn't do anything other than helping the world is just an amazing feeling.
And also when I was doing interviews, what Cindy said earlier about building a career here for people, like this isn't a job you get for 2 or 3 years after school and then you go get your real job. She told me that during, I think, my first or second interview. And that also set the tone for kind of the expectation that this is a place where I'll be able to build a career, where I'll be able to find new opportunities, where there'll be a path to advancement and learning, and in so many ways kind of leveling up my own professional proficiencies. So hearing that as part of a process where I'm being grilled for a representative of the organization to also kind of show me what they were ready to offer and what I could expect was very striking.
And for people in the mid and higher ranges of a lot of nonprofits, I do think that one of the things that really causes burnout is this part where you're always worried about where the money comes from. And we try to make sure structurally that that just isn't in the way of our staffers. Now, many staffers do get involved in the pitches and things like that because, you know, especially major donors or foundations, they want to talk to the people who are doing the work. But that's different than having the responsibility to actually raise the money. And trying to keep, you know, that line really clear is one of the things that we've always done structurally. And I think helps create that environment.
And along those lines, like, I feel more and more sort of, maybe empower is not the right word, but like I feel okay about doing these kinds of ridiculous things because I know that people at EFF would be happy to go along with it, or at least humor me, or if they feel weird about it, they haven't told me about it yet, so which I think is another good thing. But yeah, I think like my coworkers are definitely one of the best parts of working at EFF.
Yeah, I want to work here forever because I expect to be able to be in like the mental and physical state to keep working this hard and making this kind of change. I think something that is so common in nonprofit work where people, you know, it's more than a paycheck. This is my heart. This is something I believe in my core. I'm willing to work really long hours. I'm willing to work late nights, but I need somebody, and I have people at EFF who are kind of fighting the fight against burnout with me and will be able to point out if they see me working late, like, oh, you going home soon? I'll be able to very, very strictly say, don't get on the listservs over Christmas break. I think that watching out for that, watching out for the fact that we have a long-term fight that we're fighting. You know, I feel very confidently that EFF needs me, not just for a couple years, but for the whole fight.
We certainly have lots of geeky fun at EFF. We have a tradition for our holiday party. Usually there's a big blockbuster sci-fi movie that comes out, started with some of the Star Wars movies, also the Star Trek, and we will rent out a movie theater on opening day and have everybody go for the holiday, big holiday blockbusters, and that's been a tradition for over a decade at EFF. Fridays, people often dress as cats. They call it Catchual Friday. There was a day where a bunch of people showed up in onesies. Anyway, you know, let your freak flag fly at EFF. I mean, I think we come from the version of the internet where it was a place where people who didn't fit in very well could find other people who didn't fit in. So celebrating the places where we don't fit in is actually a really core part of the culture. And you don't have to be a geek at work at EFF. In fact, lots of people here aren't, and they're geeky in other ways. But usually within about a month or two of somebody starting, we start to see them open up and show, you know, kind of the part of themselves that doesn't fit in very well. And it will almost always be celebrated.
And as I'm walking to the office this morning, I'm just walking through the streets of San Francisco dressed completely ridiculously. I've got like scarves crisscrossed over my chest. It's like really weird. I'm wearing arm bandages. Somebody asked me if I was okay. But I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to get inside the office where nobody will judge me anymore. And I like, it's just knowing that, oh God, I need to get inside my workplace so that people will not think I'm weird anymore. That was just like, wow, that's so EFF.
And I firmly believe that that comes by letting people grow and letting people learn how to do it. But it also means sometimes having hard conversations mm-hmm. with people about going to where they're, you know, using their skills to the best of their ability rather than something that they may be passionate about, but they're not bringing the excellence. And those are hard conversations, but I think that helps everybody feel like they're supported and that they're not going to have to spend their time making up for somebody who's not being able to do the best job. And that's how you keep people excited and engaged, is they need to feel like they're among peers mm-hmm. and that they're all in it together and that everybody is smart and excellent. And one of the things that I hear in our feedback all the time is to the point of almost imposter syndrome, the sense that when you come to EFF, you're coming to work with the best. Mm-hmm. And that's my job, to make sure that happens.
I want to thank those who participated in this segment, Jenny Gephardt, Erica Portnoy, Amul Kalia, and Cindy Cohen. To hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the Electronic Frontier Foundation offices, simply come to denver-frederick.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.